lightning in his hand and steel in his eyes. His trigger finger never hesitates. A lone figure in the dust, quicker than a shadow, deadlier than a storm. He lives by the bullet, where every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good morning, Sigonella. I'm your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Petty Officer Jacob Hart, and it is 8:14, and I'm joined with Chaplain King this morning in the studio, and we have a wonderful message for you. Chaplain, what is that exactly?
Holding on to hope when the headlines feel heavy.
What a perfect topic to be talking about right now, especially with everything going on. So keep it right here, because we're going to be diving into that next, but right now we have some good old Don Williams with Good Old Boys Like Me. That was What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong, and we are going to be talking about hope when headlines feel heavy, and because of all the current events going on, it's easy to get lost in the doom scrolling on your phone and kind of just feel the negative connotations that the world seems to be pushing out right now, but it is important not to lose hope when everything seems to be going so badly, and Chaplain King is going to address that more.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect introduction. What do you do when the headlines feel heavy? They feel really heavy right now. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of things that are going on in the world, and we're not too far away from it. And as a military family, I'm sure you feel it, right? So, but the reality is our brains were never designed to carry the weight of the entire world's problems all at once. And that's how it can feel sometimes, news after news article and notification after notification and people's opinions. And it's easy to feel all that weight all at once and wanting to do something about it, but being in this in-between. And so with today's news cycle and social media, sometimes it can feel like we're trying to do exactly that, to carry the world's problems all at once. But one thing that has helped me in that moment of feeling the anxiousness of carrying it all is to remember the tiny victories in the past, to remember what is true, and that grounds me. And so something important to remember that this isn't the first time the world has felt uncertain. And history is full of moments where people wondered what the future would look like. And yet, time and time again, communities found ways to support one another, rebuild, and move forward. So yes, the headlines feel heavy. And you have to remember that sometimes that's not the whole story. Because alongside every difficult moment, there are people showing up for each other, helping neighbors, supporting friends, choosing kindness. And so those quiet acts of resilience are a part of the story too, and maybe the most important part.
And for those who do feel like they're carrying the weight of the struggle, including worries, anxieties, uncertainties about what's going on currently, what can they do? You mentioned grounding yourself. What are some exercises or things that those individuals who might be feeling hopeless when it comes to what's going on currently, for them to get the help they need or reassurance to realize that everything's going to be okay and that hope is still there?
That's a great question. First and foremost, you don't have to carry it alone. And that's a big part of why I wanted to talk about it today. We all know it's happening. We all know it's heavy. And what's really important is to have an outlet to talk about that heaviness and to talk about that uncertainty and to talk about that anxiousness, and also know, hey, you are not alone in this. You are not crazy in this. You don't have to carry it alone. And I think a lot of people feel like they have to be strong, so they keep everything inside and they don't talk about what's worrying them and they try to handle it quietly. But if you do that over time, that can make the weight actually feel heavier. So number one suggestion, you don't have to carry it alone. Share your weight with someone else. And then also limit the need to have constant information all the time. When people feel uncertain, they often keep checking the news or social media for updates. You wake up in the morning, that's the first thing you look at. And it feels like staying informed will help them feel more in control, but sometimes it just adds more stress. So monitor the input. And monitor what you are chewing on and what you're feeding yourself. And maybe if you feel yourself in a state of like anxiousness, listen to messages of hope. Listen to a podcast that is inspiring. Read verses or sayings or quotes that uplift you. Like one of my favorites is, you are not given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And whenever I feel like I'm entering into that fear, I'm like, nope, I do not have a spirit of fear. I have love. I have power. I have a sound mind. So whatever that is, turn that message into a message of hope. And then third, do not withdraw. Do not leave community. When the world feels overwhelming, some people pull back a bit. They disengage from conversations, from activities, or even friendships because they feel mentally drained. If you feel that, that is probably an indication that you should do the opposite of that. You should plug into community, lean into community, do those small acts of kindness, and that will help tremendously.
And I feel like when it comes to your internal battery kind of draining and stuff, sometimes it's hard to be self-aware mm-hmm. that you are indulging in these essentially negative things going on that are going to take away your energy and cause you to do these things.
Yeah.
What are some things that can help those with self-realization and to essentially put themselves out there to maintain relationships with the community and stuff like that? Because when you are feeling drained or overstimulated like that, it's almost hard to flip that mental switch and re-engage.
Quiet reflection. Taking a few minutes from the constant noise, the news, the phones, the conversation, and giving your mind a space to process what you're actually feeling. So many people realize things about themselves simply by staying quiet. So number one, go to a quiet place. Turn off all the noise. Maybe stare at Mount Etna or go to the beach. That's my quiet place. And take a few minutes away from the constant noise and reflect. If you choose to pray, meditate. A second thing that I think is really helpful is journaling. Writing thoughts down can help people see patterns in their emotions. Sometimes what feels confusing in your head becomes clearer when you put it on paper. Also for me, like I love going back to journals to see like, oh man, that was such a heavy catastrophic thing that I was dealing with, and going back to it and being like, wow, I made it through. That's amazing. And then, you know, paying attention to your emotions. Like if you feel those emotions, noticing them can be powerful. So asking simple questions like, why did that situation affect me so strongly? What am I really worried about right now? So kind of getting to the heart of it. I think we spend a lot of our energy focusing on the weeds instead of the root. So paying attention to those emotions, asking those questions, having honest conversations. And then lastly, practicing gratitude. Looking intentionally for things that are going well can shift your perspective and reveal what truly matters. It's so easy to get in the doom spiral, and you have to train your brain to look for the good. And so intentionally say, nope, I'm going to look for the good today. I'm going to have an attitude of gratitude no matter what.
That's a wonderful message. But keep it right here because we're going to be going into it a little bit more after this. It's a great day to be alive by Travis Tritt.
I got rice cooking.
We last talked about how heavy the times are, and I was wondering, where do people go to find hope in these times of uncertainty?
That's a great question. I think sometimes we expect hope to come from big changes or big solutions, but honestly, I believe that hope can show up in much smaller ways, showing up in people, in community, in the quiet strength that helps us keep moving forward, even when things feel uncertain.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I think hope can feel like it's in short supply. Like it's really easy to be like, where do you get your hope from? How do you access it? And I think it can certainly feel that way, you know, because hope often comes from remembering. And this is key. You have to remember that there's something bigger than the moment you're in. For some people, that's their family. For others, it's community. For many, it's faith. And so those deep anchors remind us that difficult seasons aren't the whole story. So to tell yourself like, hey, this is not the whole novel. This is a chapter. And I can have a hopeful perspective. And so hope isn't pretending everything is perfect. You know, it's like just the other day, I was just saying, it's fine, when it was not fine. But it's choosing to believe that even when things feel heavy, there's still goodness, there's still purpose and strength that carries people through history. And history shows us that again and again. So sometimes even a small reminder of that can shift us as we walk through the day.
I feel like sometimes when it comes to hope, just realizing, well, my personal opinion on it is things can and will get better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, there's always Murphy's Law. Anything that can and will happen, expect the worst. But once you've seen the worst of it, where can it go but up?
Yeah, I love the quote that weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. You know, there are seasons where it seems like that, but it doesn't last forever. Joy will come in the morning. And so to remember that and to allow yourself to weep too, like weeping can last, like that's okay. Like if you feel the emotions, feel it. But also remember there is a stop time. Joy comes in the morning, and to tap into that hope of a new day.
Speaking of a new day and tapping into that wonderful feeling, here's On Top of the World by Imagine Dragons. That was Holy by Florida Georgia Line. And to kind of wrap up, we've been talking about hope. Chaps, what's your closing thoughts about when you can't control everything, but you can control how you show up?
When the world feels uncertain, the most powerful thing we can do is bring our focus back to what is right in front of us. We can't control everything happening around the globe, but we can control how we show up today. So what does that mean for you practically? You can choose patience. You can choose kindness. You can choose to be the steady presence someone else might need. And the amazing thing is those small choices ripple out further than we could often realize. Hope doesn't just appear, it grows when ordinary people choose to live with courage, with compassion, and a little bit of light wherever they find themselves. So my hope moment for today would be, hey, remember that even a small light in the darkness can go a very long way. And you don't have to be this blazing fire. You could just be this little light in someone's day. So wherever you are, be the person who brings steadiness into the moment, kindness into the conversation, and a little light into someone's day. You might be surprised how far that goes.
Wow, that's inspirational. I have a question for you as far as for those who might be interested in talking to a chaplain such as yourself,
yeah,
or where to find a chapel services, where and who can they talk to?
All our information is on NAS Sigonella Chapel Facebook page, and that's where you'll find all of our services and then contact information. We have a duty chaplain that's available 24/7. We have counseling. The best way to schedule an appointment, there's a QR code on our Facebook page, and I'll refresh that today. So if you're hearing my voice and you want to find it, go to the Sigonella Chapel Facebook page, scan the QR code, and that will get you in touch with the RP, and they'll schedule a appointment for chaplain counseling. Just a reminder, chaplain counseling is 100% confidential. We are under no legal requirement to tell anything that you tell us. And so it's a completely safe place to bring your deepest, darkest secrets or just venting about like the driving today. I don't know. So whatever you are carrying, if you need a place to set it down for a little bit, the chaplain's office is a great place to be.
Well, ma'am, I just want to say thank you so much for coming in the studio and sharing that message of hope during these times. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. It's been a joy.